Hey Sean, I heard that you were really good at making key lime pie. Is that
Key lime
true?
pie. That's my special recipe. I just can't give that out to anybody.
Yes, you can. Please, I really want to make it tonight. Please tell me.
What for?
What do you mean, what for? Just be nice and tell me.
Oh, well. All right, because you're my best friend, I will.
Thank you.
But you have to pay me back someday.
All right, I will. I'll teach you how to make some Turkish food. There we go.
Okay. Well, first, key lime pie has a few special ingredients that you need to get. And the first one is graham crackers.
Graham crackers.
All right, and if you can find them, the rest is pretty simple.
I see.
What you need to do is you have to find graham crackers first, and then you also have to buy 3 limes, 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk,
Right.
and buy a stick of butter.
Okay.
And what you do first is you get your pie dish, right? And you mix the butter. Well, you melt the butter down, and then
Yes.
you mix it with the crushed graham crackers. And when you crush the graham crackers, they have to be in pretty small bits, not too small, not like a powder, but sort of like breadcrumbs.
Okay.
And what you do is you mix the graham crackers and the butter, and you form a pie crust.
Okay.
All right. And then what you do after that, you stick it in the oven at 200 degrees for 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes, and that's
Okay.
it. And while you're leaving it in 15 minutes, what you do is you take your limes, right? And you have to have a grater and a juicer for your limes.
I see.
And what you do is you grate the outer skin of the limes,
All
well,
three of them.
all 3 of them,
Yep.
until you get about maybe about a tablespoon worth
Okay.
of this lime zest. And you mix the lime zest with the lime juice and your condensed milk
All together.
all together,
Okay.
and you mix it until it becomes until you can't see the lime juice anymore. And then it should take around 15 minutes, by which time your crust will be done.
Right.
And all you do is you pour your mixture into the crust and then stick it in the oven again for about 20 minutes at about 180 degrees this time.
So the top can go brown or.
You don't want the top to go brown, you just want to cook it throughout.
Okay.
All right, so it becomes a bit more solid than just the runny condensed milk mixture.
Okay.
And then after you do that, you just take it out and stick it in the freezer. And if you leave it in the freezer for about 3 hours, you'll have a nice pie.
Beautiful. Great. Thanks a lot.
No worries, but you better pay me back.
I will.